Blog Talk Radio.
Is a very special edition of Bass Talk. It's a world premiere of Bass Talk. We'll be talking about bass and other creatures of the sea. This is your host, Francis J. Wigglesworth. Joining me in the studio this evening is the one and the only Alamino Casino, reporting live from the beaches of Mississippi. Alamino, how are you this evening?
I'm very fond and honored. Thank you, Mr. Wigglesworth.
I do appreciate it. Good to have you as always. I hope I'm not talking too monotoned and slow and all that stuff, because I'd hate for any custodians out there to not comprehend what's going on. But the fact that they don't comprehend. Pretty much. For the most part, this show goes over many people's heads. Not many people get it, but that's okay because, honestly, there are not very many people who are intelligent in this world. But we're going to move right along this evening, right along, right or wrong, however you want to say that. We've got a lot of topics to cover tonight. I'm just pulling up the handy-dandy topics list. Legit topics tonight include disability rights, anything to do with the right wing, bass, like the actual fish bass, nachos, hemorrhoids, how Tin Ass Wrestling Report is a Tuesday staple, and that stupid fucking Thoughtbot show came on fucking Thursdays, and that is the fucking night it will come on from here forth. We'll also delve into the world of prank calls, landline hijinks, why DBL sucks and has confidence issues, Borg quitting, bass like in stereo, which in that case would be bass, and then also bass is in a four-string guitar, but it wouldn't really be a guitar, it would be a bass guitar, so you can play your bass lines like I think that's a Deftones bass line, but I'm not too sure. Being that the only Deftones songs I could name would probably not even be a Deftones song, because I used to make fun of my friends for listening to that. Deftones and Incubus were quite popular among my hippie friends back in the high school in the late 90s and early 2000s. I was a rap guy, but sometimes I was in the back seat and could not control the radio and therefore had to listen to a bunch of emo shit that I did not want to listen to. Alamino, are you familiar with the Deftones?
I am. Somewhat. They're not one of my favorites either, but my happens to be my bass player, my band, one of his favorite bands is the Deftones.
Oh, no. Alameda, it appears we have some breaking news on Bass Talk tonight. It appears that instead of us having to call him, it appears that Thoughtbot has actually called into a show this evening. Thoughtbot, if you can hear me, tell the folks at home how we're doing tonight, and why did you ruin the surprise of me calling you and then getting that wonderful response of, hey, what's up?
I was going to do you a favor. Why the fuck are you talking like you're like in Game of Thrones or something?
I'm not quite sure what you speak of. Well, I guess you're not quite familiar with myself, Thoughtbot. You may have missed the intro, but this is Francis J. Wigglesworth. I've hosted many shows on this podcast network in the absence of mainly Dickzilla, sometimes Alamino, many times Borg. Mainly when you hear my voice on the show, that means that something bad has happened in the world, and this is an emergency edition. In this case, it appears, based on my program notes that I have right in front of me this evening, you can hear those being crumbled right now, I hope. If not, then that's probably because it's written on a paper towel, and paper towels do not crumble as well. Well, anyway, the tragic event that's happened this week is our good friend Borg has quit. He was quite upset that Discus Services member Dale Torberg wanted to call a specific person last week. However, Borg was saying he did not want to be a part of that because, quote-unquote, I'm not going to discuss or reference that person anymore. But then went right about in chat rooms and various and sundry areas and did reference said retard with the dildo up his ass. So that's where we're at this evening. Thoughtbot, just in case you missed the report, we do have many topics to cover tonight. Me and Alamino were diving into it before you rudely interrupted and called us instead of us calling you. Things tonight include disability rights, anything to do with the white ring, or in this case, the right wing. But if you know of any white wings out there, go ahead and let us know as well. We're bound to catch up with that. Nachos, hemorrhoids, bass guitars, bass on a stereo, bass fishing. We will not talk about golf this evening. I might have already mentioned nachos and hemorrhoids, but we're going to jump right into it. And we're going to get into disability rights. Alamino, you had an encounter earlier today with a man who was questioning about the legalities of disability and whether or not you thought that they could obtain disability. Alamino, do you know anyone currently on disability at the moment?
I do not.
Do you know anyone who is attempting to gain disability rights with their state or local province?
I mean, I know of at least one dude on outside interference. His name happens to be Content Unavailable.
Well, he sounds like a rather dapper fellow. Thoughtbot, you come from the great state of Ohio, is that correct?
I mean, yeah, that's where I'm at now.
Okay, that would be yes, then. Do you encounter many Ohioans that commit fraud when it comes to disability rights?
Unironically, I was a personal banker for a guy that definitely was faking. Like, he just had, like, his own construction business sort of deal and was still fixing houses and putting plumbing and shit in. But he was collecting a dick ton of disability. He's probably like in his 50s, I think.
Well, do you know, without breaking any HIPAA violations, but I guess this person will remain unnamed, what disability did this person claim to have?
He had like a debilitating back condition, allegedly.
Oh. The ever popular
yeah.
debilitating back issue. my encounters as a young schoolboy in Oxford, I encountered many people who, quote-unquote, had back issues, simply in many cases just to obtain narcotics to help them cope through the day. I will say if you legitimately have back issues, then those are not to be played with. However, many people use back issues as a way to fraud not only their insurance for disability, but as well as the local pharmacy, as they try to obtain narcotics, which are unnecessary because the back injury is fake. Alamino, back to you. I hope I'm speaking loud enough and vibrant enough to not put anyone to sleep, because I'd hate to do that, because we take this show here way too seriously. We will be getting slurred here shortly at roughly 10:06 Eastern time. The bean had landed, so we'll see when takeoff occurs. But Alamino, I'm going to go over in a ThoughtBot. You be ready as well. I'm going to name an ailment which one may encounter in their life, and I want you to play the role of a social services worker and basically let the people know if you would grant this person disability based on the ailment that is being described. ThoughtBot Alamino, are you ready?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's fucking hilarious.
All right, Alamino, we'll start with you because A comes before T, and honestly, you've never quit and ghosted on us before. So, Alamino, the first ailment this evening, if you could please give a ruling on. Joe Schmo, 38-year-old man from the southeastern portion of the United States, suffers from debilitating titty sweat. Would you grant Joe Schmo with debilitating titty sweat disability or nay?
I would not.
Fair enough. ThoughtBot, we have a female, because we are equal opportunity here on Bass Talk Networks. We have a female, roughly 45 years of age, who over the weekend had anal sex committed on her, consensually, of course. And now it is Tuesday, and when she went to take her morning poop at work, pooping on the clock, which is a whole other issue on itself, you should punch out to go poop because it is not part of the work environment. Anyway, this 45-year-old lady who had anal sex consensually committed on her has noted some red spots in her panty line. Would anal leakage be ruled a disability in the court of thought?
Temporarily,
okay. How many days of temporary disability would you grant to a 45-year-old woman who is suffering anal leakage based upon her own preferences in sexual activities?
Now you put it that way. That's a loaded question. At that point, no, and she's got PTO, bro. That'll clear itself up in like 2 weeks.
Interesting. Alamino, the next ailment on the list of ailments that are to be considered for disability, we'll just say his name is Robert. Robert got curious one night and decided to stick a toothbrush up his own asshole. He did not use toothpaste. No toothpaste was used in this encounter. However, he did notice a few bristles were missing upon the removal of the toothbrush from his asshole, and therefore he is unable to sit straight for long periods of time. Would this person be granted disability in your eyes?
That's almost pretty close to the last one. We got an anal injury here.
There may be a trend.
you're working your way up there to making a case for it, because if you can't sit for long periods of time, that disqualifies you from doing a shit ton of jobs in this country, at least. So I'm leaning
very true.
I'm leaning toward yes, actually.
All right. Just for those keeping tally at home, we have titty sweat would not get you disability. Anal leakage from anal intercourse would grant you temporary disability. And losing a few bristles from your toothbrush up your ass would definitely gain you disability. Thoughtbot, moving on to you, the next element we have, we'll just say this man's name is Fred from the Great Plains and the Dakotas and the Montanas and all that. Fred here has an unhealthy obsession with purchasing and then reselling for a high price used golf clubs on the internet. Based on this weird obsession, would you grant this person disability for his obsession with trading golf clubs on the internet? Obviously, there's something disturbingly wrong with anyone who would do such a thing.
I agree, but no.
No disability for Fred. All right.
Absolutely.
We've seen a trend among you two. We're going to have to get very creative with the ailments in this next round, which may be our final round. Alamino, as you sit here on the very first edition of Bass Talk, the debut, because we fired Borg for not having fun, we'll say we have a man named Peter, who used to live in the greater New York region but has since moved to Florida. This person was committing adultery behind the dumpster of a rundown Jack-in-the-Box restaurant a few days after this incident took place. Peter noticed that his own Peter begin having a very violent rash upon its base and undercarriage towards the head. This is called a burning sensation among or upon urination, and ultimately discomfort that was necessary to have pain pills and marijuana used almost daily as the pain remedy. Now, the curveball in this situation is the person is employed. Not only is he self-employed, he is also employed by a corporation. Would Peter be granted disabilities? I'd also like to state for the record, Peter also has a fairly weird obsession with sneakers. Would Peter be granted disability in your eyes?
I don't know. I think no, because he knew what he was getting himself into.
What if Peter, at his hearing for disability, had sex with the person who made the ruling?
I find it very odd that all of your disability claims are based around someone fucking up either their asshole or their genitals.
Oh, it gets in better.
Completely voluntary situation.
It's all consensual. We definitely do not support rape here on Bass Talk, the debut. But that brings me finally, Thoughtbot, to our final situation. We'll just say, in this case, the subject name, we'll just call him Dainsy. Is employed at a bar / pizzeria / ice cream shop in the greater eastern region of Ohio.
It's western Ohio.
This person has a... Wait, what?
Nothing. Never mind. Just keep going.
I'm pretty sure, although I only made a B- in geography, I do believe that the city of Toledo is in the northeastern region of Ohio.
False.
Like I said, Cleveland, I made a B- in the class. No one cares about Cleveland. No one. However,
everybody does. Just
wherever the fuck this person named Deansy, who works at a pizzeria / ice cream parlor / bar, he seems to have an unhealthy obsession with playing a video game in which cars fly around and put balls in nets. And he also likes to create baseball characters based upon strangers on the internet. He also has a friend named Schleebs. Would this person be granted disability in your eyes?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody that plays Rocket League qualifies for disability.
Well, sir, given that I had not named the video game and you immediately knew the title of the video game, makes me wonder if you would fall into that category.
I already have disability, bro.
Oh, do explain. Make sure you don't violate any HIPAA laws, because we don't want that. No personal information. But what disability do you claim?
I have a heart condition.
You have a heart condition. Alamino, we have a live fish on air. I did not know we were going to get this lucky. Mr. Fought, in your heart condition, does this inhibit you from being gainfully employed?
Yeah, I can't, like, I can't lift stuff. It causes it to beat too fast, you know. Liable for a stroke or heart attack at any time. I can't get too excited, so I can't deal with customer service, you know, increased heart rate and all that.
Well, based on the employments I've known you to have, are you trying to kill yourself?
Kill yourself.
It seems like daily on the interweb chats, there's a Thoughtimus Prime who posts about his miserable job and how he hates it dealing with people. And then you
just
described to us right here on... And then you described to us here live on Bass Talk that your current employment is exactly what could kill you based on your disability.
No, that's all a lie, just for drama. I need something to talk about, you know. I'm actually a fucking disability pig. I just sit in my house, cash government checks, play video games, eat Hot Pockets, yell at my kids.
SW.
Sounds sadly like many people on Outside Interference. Okay, Thoughtbot, we're trying to determine something here. Alamino, bear with me now. I'll get to you in just a second. This can of worms was opened. Thoughtbot, have you ever, on consecutive days, in any order, one after the other, or the other after the other, have you, we'll just say, your first day... spent the day gallivanting with celebrities sitting courtside at sporting events, but the very next day you were roaming the streets homeless, eating Slim Jims from dumpsters. In the greater Oakland area, mind you.
I've never been to California. Can't get on planes,
well,
man. My heart
listen.
Condition.
Well, shit, son.
Yeah,
oh, it appears we have some more breaking news here on Bass Talk. Alamino, have you heard the news?
I have not. I have not gotten anything across the desk here.
It appears that our good friend Borg has quit.
Oh, no.
Moving right along, let's just jump right into it. Hemorrhoids. I've recently obtained a hemorrhoid roughly the size of a large blueberry, half inside my anus, the other half external. Luckily, a little preparation H made the pain go away. The swelling has gone down, but it was so big, it's going to take quite a while for all that blood to rescind back from the hemorrhage on my anus back into my anus. Alamino, have you ever dealt with hemorrhoids, and do you still deal with said hemorrhoids?
I have not, thankfully, but I have two friends that have. They even use a little stool to shit now.
What kind of stool?
It's like a little wooden stool in their bathroom, and they prop their legs up on it while they shit. They can sit like a little bit more upright, I guess. I don't know. I like help them like squat more. They're like, this will help if you have
a squatty potty. Well, naturally, that is how you're supposed to shit. With your knees higher than your anus.
But no.
Stool for your stool. Yes, indeed.
I'm going to go ahead and tell the story for him, but Dr. Zahn called in one time and said he had a hemorrhoid, and it burst on him. Blood went everywhere.
It happens.
Oof.
Thoughtbot, moving right along, what is your experiences with hemorrhoids?
They're not fun at all. Got one before. Went to work same day. By the time I left work, I was literally sitting, like, you know, the whatever the little handle thing, not the actual door handle, but that thing that protrudes out that always you put change and shit in on the door panel, whatever the fuck that thing's called. I was literally sitting with my ass cheek half on that driving my car home because I couldn't sit down. It hurt so bad. It was fucking terrible. I don't know what happened. I don't know where it came from. I wiped my ass.
They come out of nowhere. It could be from improper cleaning, obviously, hardened stool that may cause you to strain. I do recall I actually got a hemorrhoid from riding a bicycle one time. There was a random old metal-seated bicycle, and I said, okay, I'll ride it. And as soon as I sat down on it, it hurt my asshole because the seat was so thin and hard and metal. And I do believe that was my first hemorrhoid. I guess it was just the swollen muscle. This one, I'm not quite sure where it came from, possibly from also dealing with, just like our good friend Dick Zilla, I too have dealt with a kidney stone recently, and possibly the straining from my stool being thicker based upon the pain pills. Ironically, the Percocets that were given to me for the said kidney stone, I've actually used more of them, aside from recreationally, I've used more of them for actual hemorrhoid pain the first few days that I had it. Percocet combined with Preparation H, like I said, pretty much nipped it in the bud. We are pain-free, and hopefully we'll stay on the decline moving forward. So that is your hemorrhoid talk for the evening. They're no fun. They're no fun at all. We'd like to give a quick shout-out here on Bass Talk, the new hip show on Bass Talk Network, because Borg's a quitter. Shout-out to our good friend Emma. Yes, we remember.
We all
moving do. Right along. Thoughtbot, Alamino, did not know, but ever since Borg quit, there is to be no talk of golf on this network. Obviously, when we were speaking of the disability and we brought up golf clubs being sold, that was a little different. However, it will not be speaking.
I don't give a shit about
spoken
it all,
of
so.
Not even Tiger Woods.
I mean, not anymore. He sucks. I mean, what's the excitement now? He's just bitching about people playing in Saudi Arabia. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Tiger Woods is an American icon.
Not disagreeing.
A man who came from multi melting pots of existence. An African American father, an Oriental mother, produces.
Wow.
Yeah, rare combo.
Was it the Oriental line that got you? Anywho, at 10:06 this evening, we decided to get on a helicopter, quote unquote, and it appears that helicopter is getting close to landing. So things may only go downhill from here. But we have many topics, massive content. ThoughtBot, if you were to get a new show on this network, would you prefer to have the same time slot you previously had?
I'm going to take yours. Seems like a good idea, right? Zilla missed his own show, right?
It happens more often than we're given credit. But this is not Zilla's show. This is Bass Talk.
Oh,
because
yeah,
Borg
right.
was fired.
Okay. Bass Talk took over 10S because Borg got fired. That all adds up.
Sir, I do not like your tone at the moment.
I'll keep my Thursdays. It's cool.
Don't worry. At least we do shows, unlike somebody who rates a 4 out of 10 in their productivity. A man who sets a show for 90 minutes but disappears after 60.
You're looking at him right here. Well, I guess maybe not looking, but...
You came up short for your own show. The jokes literally write themselves. more breaking news here on Bass Talk. Evidently, Alamino is short. Alamino, what is your exact measurement in height?
5'3".
You said just said 5'3", correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me look up something real quick on the interweb. You are merely 4 inches shorter than mega movie star Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Now, on the flip side of that, you appear to be, depending on my math, 5 to 6 inches taller than mega movie star Danny DeVito.
That would be true.
Now, Alamino, why do some people find it necessary to ridicule you for your height when, quite frankly, based upon the movie stars we see on our telly sets, daily, nightly, weekly, monthly, whatever we choose, you would fit right in. Why is that?
Well, about Muggsy Bogues, star NBA point guard, he was 5'1". But to answer your question, Mr. Wigglesworth, or Sir Wigglesworth, I guess that would actually probably fit you a little bit better. Because those type of people, they suck and they have confidence issues.
Well, I hate to break it to you, Sarah, but you are not taller than Muggsy Bogues because he actually measured it 5'3". And looking at this picture of Muggsy surrounded by the likes of Dale Carey and Alonzo Mourning, you'd fit right in more so than not. Spotbot, how tall are you, sir?
6 feet even.
One more time, people's bad ears.
6 feet, sir. Measured with a tape
tall.
Measure, 72 inches on the dot.
Was this with or without tennis shoes on?
No tennis shoes, sir. I got called out by my ex-wife. She said I was lying about how tall I was. I won that argument, though.
So this measurement was taken while you were still gainfully married?
Yeah.
And you don't think you've shrunk in any sense then? Absolutely.
I don't believe that. I'm not fucking 50, dude. It's coming.
Well,
like another 15 years or so.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but based on my quick Google search that says, do you shrink after divorce? All signs of scientific evidence point to yes. Yes, indeed, you do.
Yeah, okay.
So you're probably roughly around 5'7 at the moment.
Fuck, man. All right. I guess I got to join the manly crew now. Short people, right?
And just for the folks at home wondering, Francis measures in at a whopping 6 feet tall with shoes on, approximately 5'11 without. As many women can attest, we all indeed are the same size laying down.
What?
Yes, when we lay down, we're all the same height because we have massive dicks, of course.
Or your fat mouth.
Breaking news here on Bass Talk. We do have massive wieners. Although I am a grower, not a shower. I guess I actually had real toys to play with as a child. If you are listening with a keen ear at home here on Bass Talk, your current host, Francis J. Wigglesworth, has probably dropped roughly 6 to 7 very racially charged lines that I don't think many people have picked up on. If you can guess what they are, please call in at 914-205-5593, and you too can win a $25 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. That sounds delicious.
What about
Olive Garden? Any Olive Garden you go into, there are stains on the ceiling, and I don't know why.
I'm in Olive Garden in probably 15 fucking years.
And it will stay that way, sir. If I'm going to eat Italian cuisine at a restaurant, That restaurant will probably be named after some 80-year-old Italian grandmother.
Yes. And the cook will be Italian.
Everyone will be, sir. Everyone. Well, maybe not the dishwashers, but most everyone. At 8. Moving right along here on Bass Talk, you gentlemen are getting mighty quiet, and evidently I was the one who gets mighty quiet. But we feel like doing an angle slam right now. We have to move on to a very, very important topic. It appears that recently former President Donald Trump had an estate in Mar-a-Lago raided by the FBI, and evidently during this raid, over 700 classified documents were found on site. ThoughtBot, what do you think of these right-wing pigs and what they're trying to do to the American culture?
I find everything I see on television repulsive, politically speaking, anyway.
Well, if you catch old episodes of Designing Women, perhaps you are correct. Alamino, these deplorable Republicans who seem to put all the blame on the great Joe Biden, the witch hunt, as they say, against Donald Trump, you know, you can call it a witch hunt all you want, but if you keep coming up with brooms and stew, then, well, there might be a witch involved after all. What say you about these deplorable Republicans and how they blindlessly defend a man who lost an election and is represented by a group who calls themselves the Proud Boys? What exactly are they proud of, Alamino?
Damn, this is a loaded question, because it could be like a 25-minute answer, but
we want 10 seconds or less.
They're not proud of anything. They are a bunch of marks, and if you think Vince McMahon is a bad booker, if you think Tony Khan is a bad booker, just wait till you watch television and politics in the United States.
Speaking of bad politics, ThoughtBot, within the past few days, Netflix released a documentary on a former Notre Dame football player who was catfished and then blamed being catfished on a less than deplorable NFL career. What say you of catfishing, and have you ever been catfished?
I watched Sandman on Netflix. Biggest show I've ever watched in my entire life. It was actually really good. Manti Te'o thing, he's retarded. I've never been catfished in my life because, again, I'm not retarded. He's extra retarded because he's rich. Like, how do you get – I don't even understand – none of that makes sense to me. I like he. It's like he wanted to be like played a fool or something. I just don't understand it. But no, I've never been catfished. My sister did that to a chick once, so convinced her that she was this dude. I can't remember what it was. He's like Mexican, but she literally was in love with this man. And yeah, it was pretty dark, to be honest with you. I yelled at her about it because, you know, it's a pretty bad thing to do to somebody. But she did it anyway.
Very interesting. Alamino, same question posed to you. Have you ever been catfished? What do you think of the Tao situation? And should we blame Donald Trump for this as well? Well, ThoughtBot, it appears that Alamino has hung up on us for the evening. He only made it 45 minutes this time. So this will go downhill extremely fast, if you know what
probably.
I'm saying. Unfortunately for Alamino, we will just call him real quick. Just fuss at him. We're not even making it as long as he should have this evening. He's going to miss all the fun. You son of a bitch.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 256-486-837 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is Supreme Teacher Tanabe jumping on to Brits. This is for Chocolos and Chocolates. Don't try this at home, I hope you like it. Whoop whoop. Fuck this shit! Oh my god! Fuck!
So he'll wake up to that in the morning. Thoughtbot, we are... Oh, excuse me. Thoughtbot, it appears that we are in luck this evening here on Bass Talk. We have a brand new caller on the line. Caller, who is this?
It's Diener. What up?
Oh, my goodness. It's the Deansy. We need some theme music for our good friend Deansy, Thoughtbot. Let's see. This is perfect. Perfect, Deansy. Tell all the hunters, lay down their guns. Tell them that the tiger needs a little bit of love. Let them run the jungle. Let them roam their land. Let them stand back and marvel. What a beautiful cat. 'Cause I saw a tiger, now I understand. I saw a tiger, and the tiger saw a man. I can give him a home, safe and warm. But the law wants to ban me, can you tell him who's wrong? Every time they move, every time they breathe, I can feel their power, I can feel their beast. 'Cause I saw a tiger, now I understand. I saw a tiger. And that tiger saw a man.
Could you,
Deansy, everybody, Deansy. Oh, excuse me. I'm Deansy.
Play...
Thanks for joining us.
What up?
Thoughtbot, you were saying.
I had a bunch of shit to say, and now I forgot it all. Go ahead, Thoughtbot.
I wanted him to play that guitar strum one more time because it honestly it sounds like the like comeback music to Dr. Phil. There we go. And then he turns around in the chair and like, all right, and we're back with, you know, unruly 13-year-old girls. Whatever.
Sounds like you have quite the experience with unruly 13-year-old women, Thoughtbot. But we're going to jump right
Fuck
into
off,
Dina.
Man.
Dina, we're going to...
How about that? How about that?
Dina, we're going to jump right in with a speed round for you real quick, get you called up.
All right.
Basically, we'll start real quick. If a red potato has a gerbil burrow itself into its asshole, should that red potato be able to collect disability?
No, because, I mean, he can fucking turn out tricks for putting things in his asshole.
Fair enough. Dina, what is your experiences with hemorrhoids?
I have one in my experience, and I didn't realize it. I just thought it was a bump in my fucking ass crack, wiping my ass. Not, you know, I was fucking in my 20s. I didn't care. Fucking I live forever. And all of a sudden one day it popped, and it just kept bleeding and bleeding. And I was sitting there fucking playing video games, and my asshole would feel wet. And I go wipe, and there's all this blood and shit. And I'm fucking texting my doctor friend, like, am I going to bleed out? What's going on with my asshole and shit? And fucking eventually he told me it was just a hemorrhoid, and I got over it. That was it. It just bled for like a day. I knew what it felt like to be a female. What's that?
You didn't go sit in a tub? Jesus.
No, I just fucking got a donut to sit on in my chair. I was playing FIFA like 06 or some shit, trying to fucking make it to the World Cup.
Beautiful. Let's see. What was the next topic? I can't remember. Oh, my goodness. My memory is fading me, and I just had it. Yes. How tall are you, Deansy, and why is it so funny that Alamino is short?
I am 6 feet exactly, just like that bot I was listening earlier. And fucking, it's hilarious that Alamino is short. Not for so many reasons, whatever. Fucking, but the one time he sent us the Halloween picture where he's in the Zelda costume, it would just fucking crack me the fuck up. He looked more like a fucking Lord of the Rings dwarf than Zelda.
Being a grown man and under 5'5 should be illegal.
Dropping bomb, Rome hoes. And also, finally, to get you caught up, why are Donald Trump supporters so deplorable and the scum of the earth?
Mainly because, I mean, this is a pretty loaded question, but I will say because they are oblivious to not realizing that Trump is doing the exact same shit Biden and Hillary do and all that fucking crazy bullshit. Hiding documents and lying and fucking being deceitful. And the dude's a failed business owner. Everyone's like, he's ran businesses and he fucking did the show. What is it? What was the show he did?
Where
he said he was fired. All that bullshit. Yeah. He fucking took out a loan to open a casino in New Jersey, the big giant one. And fucking his loan payments were like $100 million a month or some shit. It's fucking ridiculous. He's the worst business owner ever. And he just kept declaring bankruptcy and getting away with it, and everyone else paid for his shit. And he just went on to fucking grifting. His whole life he's been a grifter, but a very good one. I'll give him that. But he should not run a country, that's for sure.
All right, that went a little longer than 10 seconds, but we'll go with it. And finally, did you know that if Thoughtbot boarded an airplane, it would probably blow up?
Because of his heart condition?
Here's your son.
He's a ticking time bomb.
That would be correct.
I appreciate your concern.
Well, it's all about public safety when you get down to it. Let's see. We've covered a lot of these topics that I didn't think we'd actually get to.
I do have to throw
indeed.
This in now.
Please
I have
do.
To throw this in real quick. This is a great experience being on the show with two guys that have clear and vibrant microphones that I can fucking hear. I'm so glad Alamino hung up as I was calling in.
Well, indeed. And ironically, my microphone is a piece of shit stock Android plug-in hard earbud piece of shit. But it's better than anything the former Borg of Borg Talk ever had.
Yeah, I mean, you sell all these golf clubs, why don't you buy a fucking earpiece or something? So glad that asshole's gone.
You fucking rock jawed son of a bitch.
Why don't you go level a driveway or something, you asshole?
One of the reasons, these are my notes that were left for me from last week on one of the shows. Evidently, one of the shows reached out to you, but you were unavailable last week. How did the first day of kindergarten go, and was dominance established the first day by slamming a child's head through an easel?
No. It was fairly uneventful. He had a good time. They have recess and stuff. He's learning Spanish now. That didn't happen on the first day, but it's going cool. My kid's not unruly or anything. He's following directions, learning stuff.
So he's got
much
his
less excited
paid
once
off.
The details happen.
What?
Huh?
Indeed. I remember my first day of kindergarten back in the day. I remember walking in, and that was about it, because that was a long time ago. Dina, when you took your children to kindergarten on the first day, how was it for you?
A little awkward because they weren't my kids and I was just there and everyone figured it out.
Jesus.
Ice cream for everyone. Indeed.
Fuck if they didn't have left-handed scissors.
Is that a thing?
I think so.
That.
I don't know why. It's like, can't you just turn them around the other way and then boom, they're left-handed?
More importantly, why wouldn't the set of scissors not work in one hand and the other?
I don't know, but this is one thing. If I have one memory from kindergarten, I remember there was left-handed scissors because there was a couple left-handed kids. And I remember holding them in my hand and fucking messing around with them like, how are these left-handed? You know, even as a kindergartner, it fucking threw my mind. I don't know. That's when I knew I was good at problem solving.
And for the record, Francis had to leave because it was becoming increasingly difficult to maintain that stick through Kurt Angle suplexing the shit out of me right now.
All right, yeah. That's
you went
cool
through an hour
that,
awesome,
yeah,
like that's
yeah,
fucking
you
amazing.
Yeah, you nailed that for a good hour.
I mean,
fourth wall broken.
I mean, you know, everyone knows, yes, Digzilla. I'm Francis J. Wigglesworth, everybody. It's okay. Don't worry. I mean.
That's one thing right before I called in. I forgot about Al Amino. He's like, or should I call you sir? I'm just sitting there like, what is he, a fucking knight? Jesus fucking Christ, it's Francis J. Wigglesworth.
Sir Wiggle.
He might be. But, yeah, I mean, it's the only voice I do. Yeah. It's the only voice.
Yeah. Only one.
No other voices at all. Yeah, I saw Leroy did a show a few weeks ago. That was great. We should call him.
I missed that. I've been missing too many shows lately, but I think that's ending here. I think I got shit under control. I might even go back to doing a weekly show. We'll see.
Oh, shit.
All right, hold on.
Now the squad's getting back together, and we faded Borg out.
Remember what you just repeat what you just said after this. Dana
breaking
has breaking
news. This just in. Diener Time may be in for a return weekly and not just a random pop-up show every other month. Stay tuned for more details.
All in the deets. The deets of Deans. Did I just rename your show?
And Thoughtbot's back, fucking, we're going to have to re-tackle all those fucking conspiracy theories again and shit.
Yeah, that was a fun time. We got plenty more now, shit.
Yeah, there's tons of them out there. I fucking love it. Dude, we can go into fucking how basically it's admitted aliens are real. And fucking no one even cares anymore because they admitted it.
Nobody even cares.
They're like, yeah, we knew it the whole time, you sons of bitches.
Fucking ridiculous.
For all we know, they could be controlling our world order. And everyone's just like, yeah, it's cool.
Reptilians.
Reptilians from from another solar system.
Breaking news. Oh, damn, my shit froze up. That's not good.
There's a couple big, long fucking things I'm trying to read on the thread, but I can't while I'm doing it. But if you have anything to say, feel free to call in and complain and tell me how I'm wrong.
You remember
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a honey.
You were saying Thoughtbot?
No, that one time on my show was some random woman from like Oklahoma called in and started screaming at me about, I don't remember even what it was. I think I thought about it. I don't know. You guys were both on that call, though. It was a long time ago.
Sure it was, I'm pretty sure it was Uno's wife or girlfriend. Remember Uno from Wink?
Yeah.
He's from Oklahoma. He's a Sooners fan. He always talks shit about Ohio State. I'm pretty sure that was his wife that called him, or his girlfriend or someone.
Okay.
Dude.
Yeah.
Do you remember her name? Was it Claire?
No, this was way before Claire. This is way before Claire, so.
But she was Oklahoma, too.
Was she? Oh, no shit, she was.
Yeah.
You're right. Because of fucking the riots and shit. She wanted the guy to be free.
Some dude
that
off
the
road.
That was about to get executed. Yeah.
So she started.
I remember her. She called
him.
She started fucking trying to get this guy. She's like, we need to bring it to the fucking public, get this guy off death row or some shit that's about to get executed. And then slowly of Zilla asking her weird questions and shit, we realized she was just trolling us. And then it just became a fucking show.
Wow. This was Uno's woman?
I mean, it was ridiculous. Dude,
no,
it might be.
It could have been. It could be, yeah, now that I put two and two together. Yeah, it very well could be. Uno always hated me.
Well, you want to call her and ask her?
What happened to Uno?
Sure, you got Claire's number?
Yeah, we actually, it might have been months ago, but I pulled it up because it's in the Google Hangouts because I looked up because she didn't block her number, and I looked it up, and it came up actual name and all sorts of shit on Google. And I was like, all right. So we just called her, and I forget what I said. I think I was literally just like, hey, remember that radio show you called in? Well, guess what? We got that dude on death row, so go fuck yourself, and hung up.
But it was he did get off death row, like 2 days later. I forgot that we had a celebratory podcast about how we got him off death row. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, we have ended racism and got a man off death row.
That's true. We fucking handled that shit.
Damn right we did.
It's ridiculous.
It's legit.
It is legit. 100%. It's in the archives.
Is that guy still around?
I haven't seen him lately. I don't know.
It's random. I was going to ask you guys about him.
Yeah, when you fucking name yourself after a shitty card game, it's hard for me to gain respect for you.
You may just be a fan of deep dish pizza.
Is that what UNO stands for?
No, it's just UNO's is like famous for deep dish pizza. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where's UNO's at?
It originated in Chicago, but there's a chain. There used to be one down here. It was straight, but it closed down.
In the far east side of North Carolina, like Toledo to Ohio.
Nah, this was in High Point. It's kind of upper central, something like that. Oh, yeah. More topics. I guess we always, it's a 10-F staple, although this is Bass Talk because we fired Borg. Speaking of which,
he doesn't even
part of the
reason
we fired his ass. All right, so you know we have
Is Borg trying to claim disability since we fired his ass? Because he's all depressed and shit.
It's very possible. Soundboard's not working. That's always great. But anywho, it's not working. All right, but yeah, he was so shitty. He had one task, and I was like, "All right, man, I need some breaking news music. Something, you know, like the actual jingle like we've been playing for the past few weeks on 10F." You know, bringing you, and I'm trying to prolong this joke because I think I finally got the system back fired up so I can get to the board. So we're going to take it even slower because that's how it's feeling right now. Anywho, but I was like, all right, man, give me this shit. So he's like, all right, I got it. I got a jingle, and I got some dude saying breaking news because I was like, I need something like, breaking news. You know, exactly like that. You know, kind of into it, up-tempo, impactful. And he's like, all right, dude, I got your jingle and I got the voice. So you've heard the jingle, which is all right. This is the voice. Tell me you wouldn't fire somebody over this shit.
This is Channel Television Breaking News.
Nothing about that is good.
How we let Borg be our PR guy for 3 years, I don't know. His fucking
go-to numbers, man. We got the Bolivian market on lockdown.
Because they love Shake That Ass Bitches, the song. It's Borg's go-to.
All around the world.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got.
All you get when you fired is bath salt now.
That's all the rights we have owned left is just the opening line.
Where's Bass? Can you call Bass?
He's taking the bait in the chat, it looks like. Damn, the bad part is Alamino only set this for 90, so we're done in like 15.
He only set it for 90?
Yeah.
Why?
That fucking asshole, it's a two-hour show. Just set it for 2 hours. We've been telling him this for 5 fucking years. Like, hey, Alamino, just set it for 2 hours. If we want to end early, we can. And he's like, oh, I got to go to bed, bro. It's fucking my girl.
And then he shut down after 45 tonight. What a
poon. Yeah, dude, just leave it going. Even if he's the only one left on the show, all he has to do is hit end show, and it's done.
Hold on one second. Stop. Quote, unquote, Deansy just said, all he had to do. A-L-L-S.
Alls. That was all of it.
You sound like...
Not just one all. It was all of the many things.
You sound like a bully from a Looney Tunes cartoon. All you had to do was catch him. I don't know. That's one of them old-timey things. Just salt me off guard.
I feel for the bullies in the Looney Tunes fucking cartoons. Like, Yosemite Sam, that dude was fucking a high-energy, hard-working motherfucker, and it seemed like he never fucking was able to achieve his shit, no matter how hard he tried. And fucking the Wile E. Coyote man, dude, he set up some crazy good traps only to be fucking screwed over by fucking shit that doesn't match real theories of science.
Interesting thought. No clue what you said. Interesting thought.
Oh, shit. Hear that?
The best theme music in the world, man.
Purple Planet Music. Shout out to them.
Yeah, shout out Purple Planet Music. And shout out Minister of Sinister. Check him out on Wednesday nights, now known as Chuck Elite, as a recap of AEW. I'm going to send you a six-pack of Hoppadillo, Thought Pot.
Oh, man.
Hold on. We got some more breaking news. We got some commotion in the back. Hold on one second.
All right, Big Papa Pump, if you could just hold the phone just a second here. After what you did to Booker T last night, Stevie Ray says he's going to put it all on the line, his career against your title.
See, Booker T, he lied to the fans. He lied to everybody. He said you'd have to kill him to take the belt. Pry his cold, dead hands from the belt. He lied. Stupidity robs. He runs in the family. If I ended Booker T's career, I'm going to end Stevie Ray's career tonight.
Okay, one more thing. Have you heard anything further about Starrcade? Who are you going to be defending the title
against? I really don't give a damn who Flair gets. I'll tell you what, cameraman, follow me. Follow me right now.
What was?
Remember out here, Dean. Follow me.
He's going to the limousine. We're going to have a confrontation. I've always wanted somebody to do this. Let's not wait till Starrcade. Let that Big Papa Pump kill this guy right now. Who is it? Who's in the limo?
Whoa, what do we have here?
Oh, they bought the bell cast.
Hey, what's going on? Who owns these ugly bitches?
This memo belongs to Mr. Nature Boy Red Snap.
That's crazy, all the ugliness coming out of here.
I got limos coming in all night at the airport. If you want a limo, I'll get you one. But this memo belongs to Nature Boy Red Snap.
So you're the one responsible?
Yeah, I got the limo. It's mine.
Huh?
It's mine.
Oh! Oh! That's in my shoes.
That explains all the ugliness coming out of here. God, man.
Can I talk about my drug experience the other night?
The floor is yours.
Right. So anyways, I'm drinking. I'm having a normal hangout night with Schleeves. And we're going to fucking, we're playing NHL hockey. That's my new thing, not Rocket League, by the way. And fucking, all of a sudden he's like, my kids woke up. I got to go. It's midnight. I'm at fucking Prime Buzz drunk. Maybe a little past that. It might have been 1 or 2 in the morning. And I'm just, I go to the thread. It's not popping. Nothing to keep me busy. And I go, you know what? Thinking about eating a bunch of shrooms. I was like, you guys got fucking 10 minutes to stop me. And nobody did. So I fucking break up a bunch of shrooms. And as I'm putting them on the slices of pizza under the cheese, I go, damn, that's a lot of shrooms. Seems like more than I ate last time. But I ate them anyway. I fucking out of nowhere because I'm bored. No one's around. I text Brandon. I don't know if you guys remember Brandon. Fucking Malaysian wonder from Discuss. I texted him on Discord. Fucking haven't talked to him in months. Fucking chatting it up with him. We put on a Metallica Live album, start listening. And then the shit starts kicking in. And I text Brandon. I'm like, yo, I fucking love you, man. I'm glad we hung out, but I can't be on my phone no more. And fucking boom, I'm out. I went for a walk. Seemed like an hour. It was probably 10 minutes. I fucking get back, and I still have the Metallica Live Mexico City from 93 playing on my fucking headphones, which, by the way, goes on for almost 4 hours, if you don't know. I learned that night.
Jesus Christ. I learned that night.
So I got that shit going, and I'm just sitting here listening to Metallica, James Hetfield screaming motherfucker, and they're fucking doing bass solos and all sorts of sweet shit, and I'm just staring at my fucking TV when I get back from my walk, and forever, I got MLB The Show 22 fucking just sitting on my screen on pause, and finally I get the balls to pick up the controller and go, I'm going to go unpause. And dude, fucking the lights, the fucking flags in the background, everything fucking just moving as one. It was fucking amazing. But I could still dial in on the tiny box that was the strike zone with all that going on. And my very first pitch, I popped up to the catcher and I was like, you know what? That felt good. I'm going to keep going. And I think my next hit was a home run. And I didn't do sweet all night batting, but fucking it was just amazing. Like every time I came to bat, like if you start in the daytime and get out, you're next to bat, it's later in the day and the shadows move. And that just fucks with you when you're on shrooms. And by my fourth of bat, it was nighttime in this one game. And it's just fucking black and purple in the background. The flags are melting. There's buildings of Detroit just in the background fucking swaying side to side and lights lighting up. I ate a bunch of shrooms, by the way, if I didn't mention that before. And, dude, fucking every hit, every time I hit it, I was like, that's a solid hit. And it'd be, like, caught at the warning track or it'd be a home run. So, fucking anyways, I go into pitching. And when I go to pitching, I'm like, there's no way I can pitch. Like, it was a weird situation. Like, they skipped me in the pitching rotation, which now I know happens. And I had, like, 7 games to throw back.
17
throw What's going on, Zilla? We got some breaking news. We got a caller live on air. What's
Who's
up?
Who's the caller?
Hello, hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
It's BT Diddy, man. I got a Blog Talk Radio, the BT Diddy Show. I was trying to see what a comedy was at. I know I heard the story and everything. So, how y'all feeling?
Pretty good,
what?
I guess.
Pretty good? That's what's up. Where y'all from?
The Upper East Side of most states.
Well, I know you're lying about that shit. Don't worry about it.
I am from the west side of Ohio.
You're from Ohio? Okay, I'm from Indiana. You're from one of the flyover states. Guess what?
Ohio,
if your mama had a dick, she'd be your daddy. What's up with the comedy? I said if your mama had a dick, she'd be your daddy. What's up with the comedy? I thought that was the comedy, you know what I'm saying, radio, you know?
Yeah, we perform in
Connecticut
all the
time. My mama had a dick. And not today-a-days. Nowadays, if my mama had a dick, she might not be a daddy. You never know. Shit's changed.
No, I'm not. Okay. You're coming along. Because that's mushroom story, man. How the hell was you speeding off mushrooms? That's uncommon.
How was I what on mushrooms?
You were speeding off mushrooms. You said an hour walk took 10 minutes.
Yeah, I took a walk that felt like an hour, but then I looked at my phone and I realized it was only 10 minutes. I mean,
okay,
that's just,
okay.
time slows down on mushrooms, kind of, when you're that far into it, you know, like when you're fucking blowing crazy mountain shit. Yeah. So fucking anyways, I fucking went from batting to pitching in my shit. And I fucking got two outs away from a perfect game somehow because every fucking pitch I was talking to myself, like, this is what this guy's thinking. This is what this guy's thinking, even though it's artificial intelligence. You know, I was fucking into it. And fucking two outs away, fucking some motherfucker, Colton Wong, I still remember his name because I was tripping balls and I hated him for life. He fucking hit a bloop single to left field against the shift and fucking perfect game over, two outs left in the game. But I fucking recouped, and I struck out the next two batters, and that's what made the trip all worth it.
Okay. That's what's up. So you enjoyed yourself tripping off MLB, huh? The show.
Yeah, wait. Where are you from again? You got a podcast?
I got O-Line Radio, man, the BT Diddy Show. You know what I'm saying? That's on here. You know, I just got off the air. You know, I'm a big time broadcaster.
You guys just see a show going and call in?
Yeah, I just see the show going and call in. Hopefully you get unmuted. You know, it sounded like y'all was talking about a whole bunch of nothing, so I had to come here with something.
Yeah, we talk about crazy shit all the time. We don't have any real
like
shit
TJ
to talk
Mack
about.
And shit.
Okay,
that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Great deal.
That's what's up, man.
We like to prank call landline numbers.
Right. Yeah, pranks. You know what I'm saying? That's always good. You know?
What's your guys' show about? What do you guys do?
I mean, I got a little bit of everything. I got a production company. You know what I'm saying? I'm a paid live streamer. You know what I'm saying? Live broadcaster. You know, I shoot movies and all type of stuff in business. And I got my own drinks out. Products like mango drinks and stuff, 100% no add artificials. You know, I'm a big time.
Bullshit. What are your drinks?
Man, are you calling the bullshit? Look, check this out. It's called the BT Diddy Crunk Juice, 100% no added artificial flavor. It's doing exotic fresco.
Where can I find
man,
your drinks?
You need Faygo right now, man. That's Faygo.
You said what?
That sounds like Faygo. Reading off a Faygo bottle. Are you down with the clown?
I hear you. Right, you heard him. I heard him. He talks a good game. He ain't got no comedy. Yeah, what you do? What you do on your radio? Sound like you just wasting air. Like you're a pretty society on the air. Huh?
What the fuck are you guys doing? You're calling in fucking selling fucking Fago drinks.
My shit lit, boy. You know what I'm saying? You from Ohio.
I ain't hear
you
shit
yet.
Where's your comedy?
You
where's your goddamn comedy?
You from Ohio.
Let me hear a fucking joke.
To a hoe.
Quit trying to sell me
a fucking
joke.
I'm gonna hit you with one you already laughed at. If your mom wasn't dead, you know what I'm saying? If it's supposed to fifth, we'll
all be
drunk.
Yeah, if we ain't laughed at it, it ain't a good joke. You're fucking...
You ain't got no... Get out of here. Look, it's okay. You from Ohio. I'm from Indiana. You know what I'm saying? It's all right.
You're
you know
from Connecticut.
Indiana. You're like fucking...
Hell
no, nah,
I ain't from no Connecticut. You crazy than the mud. Just because the numbers show up there don't mean I'm from
there. I can throw a football to you
there. In Indiana.
Oh, okay. I hear you. You're probably over there off some
this
football
anyway.
This is a white
guy pretending to be black, right?
That's just education. A lot of y'all don't
get it. Is that what
this is? But it's like a black. It's like a white guy trying to be black, right? It don't
this
make
is like
sense.
A wigger, right?
You know what
I'm saying? No, literally, this is a wigger,
you know
right? I'm not even playing.
I guess so.
This is a white guy, right?
I guess so. However you want to put it. Look at a little dick rider laughing in the background. Riding dick.
You're
doing a good job, riding dick rider. What's your name?
I already fucking roasted your ass.
Ohio, you
over
that
hood
in his
nut. You're from Indiana. We got East Ohio. We got West Ohio. Fucking Indiana's fucking, might as well put them underneath us.
My name's Fred.
I guess so. Indiana ain't underneath Ohio and nothing. And pull up some stats. They're trying to get my
damn
my online radio, you know what I'm saying, popping. That's all. I got better comedy. Them hosts do.
Yeah,
it's just
get,
the other
trying
guy.
To get my damn
one
label
that was lying
off.
About that
trying
shit.
To get my damn label off.
That's the one that was
God
lying
fucking...
about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Being the dick. All right. He's like he sit at home and smoke cigars all day.
Nah, I smoke fucking weed and do shrooms and fucking all kinds of ill
man,
shit.
Man, you ain't even got no shroom money or weed. Nigga, you ain't...
60 seconds left over there,
bro. Stop lying. Hey, stop all lying right. For the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Literally, one of the dudes on the line
literally,
with me right now fucking...
I hear you.
Sent me shrooms.
I hear you.
And I fucking ate
up.
Them for the last 2 weeks.
He made your shrooms that you ate the last 2 weeks. Now, you came on and I was listening, talking about some... Oh, yeah, one day I ate some shrooms. Get the fuck out
they
of that line, shit. You got a lot to be cool.
I said this time I ate them. I ate way
more than the last time.
You
lying about
so
that.
So I'm
talking about
10 times. At least I ate them.
Yeah, no, I could say 20 seconds.
Yeah,
it's
fucking,
all right, though. Look, next time you ain't got to lie
hey,
about
brand
Ohio.
Sucks. Your brand sucks. Fuck you. Get
I know
off
that's
my
right.
Show. Fuck your brand.
This
fuck
ain't
your
even your
shit.
Show.
Suck my dick,
this ain't
motherfucker.
Even your show.
Fuck Indiana as a state as a whole.
This ain't even your show.
You ain't
yes,
even a show. Tall. You just called in to fucking sell your shit, you motherfucker.
What did he sell? I think I missed that part.
I don't know. I missed the end. I just started yelling at him.
No, the funny part about all
that,
you
really
can clearly hear Maddie.
Dude, I thought
that
was a joke like the entire time he was on here. That was a real person?
That was a real fucking person.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Damn.
I didn't think that was real. That, I thought, dude, at first I thought it was somebody Zilla knew. That was clearly a white guy pretending to be black, right? Like, what?
Yeah,
it might
I heard
have been.
Maddie
I don't
in
know.
The background. It was hilarious.
Holy
shit.
He's like,
the
I
whole
got
time,
to,
I didn't realize
move.
I was a real man.
I got a podcast. Is
yeah,
that
I don't
the
know
end
if
of the
we're
show? Did our
not.
Show God damn it.
I think it did.
Our show ended, didn't it?
I mean, we're obviously
yeah,
still on if we're talking, though. So.
Yeah.
No, that role.
It can be heard in the replay, but not live.
Whatever.
All right.
That was
good. Yeah. I really need to fucking go smoke now, so. But yeah, honestly, I thought you guys just didn't know. And I was sitting there trying to call him out and shit. Fuck it. At first, I let him go. And then Zilla came up with the Fago shit. That was good to roll.
I thought and that the, Zilla knew this guy, and that's why he let him on. I didn't know.
Somebody should have, like, messaged
me
or something. I just started cussing his ass out. I thought it was a bit.
If it doesn't sound like me, Zilla, or Borg acting, it's a real person.
Oh, okay. Maddie's back, by the way. Did Borg let him in or something? That's the game Triple H,
He probably just made a new account.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. I'm fucking going to smoke, but we'll do another show tomorrow or Thursday, and they'll fucking... this is perfect that it ended like that. We can revisit this account.
You got that guy's number, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right, we're going to start bombarding.
Nice.
I would have gone in on the guy. I thought he was doing a bit, and you knew him. That's the only reason why I wasn't being a dick.
No.
As soon as
we
started talking,
and that's
I was like,
why
who
I went full
fucking...
dick at the end, because I was waiting for the pylon. And I was like, I don't think people know the show's about to end, and this dude's just fucking, yeah.
Immediately when he said the mama was your daddy or whatever the fuck that was, I was like, all right, plus it's a Connecticut area code. You hear some jokes in the background. I mean, 2 + 2.
Oh, it's a
although
Connecticut
he
area code?
Have a BT. Yeah, but he does have a BT Diddy show, so who knows? I mean, we have a show.
Yeah,
called
he said Indiana. And what's funny is Bass is from Indiana, and at the end I said, fuck your whole entire state.
Yeah, it happens. All right, I'm hanging up now. I love you guys. Peace.